This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy weekend to join us for this two-hour show. Again, focused on markets and in the second hour on the metals sector with a couple more company updates where I try to feature some of the small companies that have some interesting programs going on and are waiting for some news to be released. There could be some nice catalysts. That being said, the first hour is going to be focused again a bit more on broad markets, and I'm even going to get into a little bit of technical analysis because we do have a pretty strong following of technical traders, and I really want to simplify what some of the technicians I really like are focusing on. Please, everybody, keep those emails coming, fleck@kereport.com, and please let me know what you think of this, a bit of a renewed focus for the show. That being said, I am kicking off the show with Peter Buchvar. He writes the Book Report website, one that I visit every day. He is also the chief investment officer over at Bleakley Advisory Group. Peter, let's talk big picture right now in terms of what matters moving into next year. The election, for the most part, is behind us. I don't want to get into politics here. Let's just take the current numbers as we have them, which is a Biden presidency and still, for the most part, a split government. We also had some vaccine news that came out this week, caused some huge volatility at the start of the week. What matters in your eyes as we progress into next year?
Well, January 5th, we're going to have the runoff elections in Georgia on both Senate seats. The assumption is that the Republicans will win at least one of them, which would clinch the divided government for the next 2 years. But that is not in the books. So that'll be one key area of focus as we enter the new year. And then I think following the Pfizer news that we saw this week about the very positive results of their trials should be followed up by other positive results from Moderna and hopefully AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson in the months to come. So there is going to be optimism that we finally have an effective antidote to COVID, and that should provide a lot more optimism into 2021. Now, when there'll be mass inoculation, that will remains to be seen, but the hope, of course, is that at least it'll begin in the first and second quarter, and that the economy should rebound. Now, that doesn't mean that everything is going to be fine, because there's going to be, you know, in terms of the market, because there's going to be an interest rate response, there could be a central bank response. And we know, generally speaking, we really have two stock markets. We have tech, and then we have everything else. And tech, of course, has benefited this year from work from home. But if less people are working from home next year, maybe that means that other areas of the market start to trade better.
So, Peter, do you think it could all happen next year in terms of a vaccine coming out? I don't think we'll get to mass inoculation, best case scenario, even by next year. But would that be enough to provide some people with the confidence to go back out, start spending money on some of the things they used to spend money on, and even more importantly, start to open up more businesses?
I like to look at what is going on right now in China as sort of a window into what can happen next, in that not just China, but in Singapore and Japan and Taiwan and South Korea and Hong Kong, that they have contained this virus to a much greater extent than Europe, the U.S., and other parts of the world like South America. And you look at China, movie theaters are back to 90% of pre-COVID attendance levels. You have the restaurants that are full again. You have travel, which has risen sharply over the last couple of months, particularly during Golden Week. And malls are crowded again. So I think people will be surprised that once there is that confidence, generated by that vaccine. With, well, not everyone is going to get it. If enough people do get it, and people see that it works, that, I mean, look at the fatigue we already see from COVID. I mean, people are just exhausted by this. So you give them a reason to actually then feel safe. Then I think human nature is going to prove that a lot of our lives hopefully will go back to close to where it was pre-COVID. Again, it's going to take time, but I can be confident that if a lot of people get vaccinated in the first and second quarter of next year, that next summer, if there's a concert, those tickets are going to be sold out. And if there's a baseball game, those tickets are going to be sold out. And there's going to be large parts, and then that restaurant, it's going to be hard to get a reservation because people are just exhausted under the current circumstances, and they're going to rush back to do the things that they did before. Now, obviously, some things won't change. You won't be maybe going to your office 5 days a week. Maybe it's just three or four, but you're still going to need space, and that, if anything, office space is going to have to be further spread out. So the irony is that maybe some employers will need even more space than they did before just to spread people out. So I don't want to extrapolate the last 8 months, which have been obviously very difficult, and assume that things are going to change forever. Again, some things may change, no question, but I think people will be surprised at how much they go back to the way they were pre-COVID. Again, assuming that we mass roll out these vaccines and they work.
Yeah, fair enough. Still a long and tumultuous road, still a long way, I think, from actually getting everything in order, but a lot of things have to go right. Oh, man, I hope they do, because I'd love to get back into a baseball stadium, watch some live sports rather than just watching it on TV. But let's say that this all progresses in a very positive fashion. People start to get more confident. This fatigue, it's clearly around, and I see what you mean. People are ready to get out and start doing things that we used to do. But when it comes to big picture monetary policy, does that shift aggressively in the opposite direction from where it's going right now, which is low to zero interest rates essentially forever?
Well, certainly it won't reverse aggressively because central banks, it's just not in their nature. You know, look at Janet Yellen, and she raised rates for the first time in 2015, and the recession ended in 2009. But at least as we get into early next year, it will stop, hopefully, the central bankers from pressing even further on the easing. You want to go where the puck is going, and the puck is going to a vaccine and a better economy next year. So, and that the central banks are going to be forced to sort of call a timeout on their policies and realizing that the only reason why at least the Fed has lowered rates to zero and ramped up QE, and you know, Bank of Canada cutting rates and ramping up QE, and Reserve Bank of Australia and the Bank of England. And, well, they did that because of COVID. Well, if COVID all of a sudden is the beginning of the end and starts going away next year, well, how do you substantiate keeping policy pedal to the metal the way that it is? So I think that they're going to have no choice but to start having conversations about reversing it and at some point implementing it.
That would be quite the change. But again, a lot of stuff has to go right to get to that level. You mentioned inflation there. What are the odds, do you think, of inflation perking up to a certain degree that even the Fed or the ECB says, oh, wow, we finally have the inflation that we want that is running even over our targets?
Well, I think the stage has already been set. And we're seeing that in certain areas of the economy. We're beginning to see it in commodity prices. We're seeing it in transportation costs that are rising double digits. So I think that the vaccine sort of clinches an inflationary environment next year. And again, you can be sure, as I said, central banks will be way overstaying their welcome with their easing. That'll certainly lend more fire to that potential inflationary outcome, which means that longer-term rates will head higher. And central banks, again, will be forced to respond to that, I believe.
All right, Peter, we need to wrap up the first segment here, but I am having you back on next segment, so everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Peter Bookman.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Peter Bookvar, Chief Investment Officer over at Bleakley Advisory Group and also editor of the Book Report. Peter, let's continue our discussion on central banks, and I want to get a big picture look comparing all the central banks and their monetary policies. Where do you rank the easy nature that they are at right now? Do you have a bit of a pecking
pecking order where you say this one is doing more than others, this one is being a little bit more conservative, or is it right now just a broad brush saying they're all easy?
Well, in their own way, they're all titled to the medal. There's no question. I mean, what amazes me is that they're all doing the same thing, just in different degrees, and each one thinks they're going to have some sort of different outcome. I mean, there's no self retrospection whatsoever about what they're doing and whether it works or not. It's just this delusional knee jerk that we just need to ease to the greatest extent, and somehow that's going to make things better. But they're fighting a disease that they don't have the medicine for. And the problem is that it gets them so in deep that you can only imagine what's going to happen to markets when they reverse this. I mean, that's the thing, is that 2020 was a great example of the stock market able to do well in the midst of a pandemic and a sharp economic decline. Next year, you can see an improvement in the economy and better health and lifestyles, but a challenged market because of what it means, again, for monetary policy and rates.
What does it mean for currencies then? Do you see the U.S. dollar? Where do you see the U.S. dollar going? Let's start there.
Well, if I'm right on inflation, that typically is negative for a currency. And if you continue to see massive U.S. budget deficits, that will also be dollar negative as well. So I think that the challenges to the dollar remain and will likely intensify in the next 2 years, particularly, again, if I'm right on inflation and these budget deficits just can't be controlled.
But aren't those challenges the same in, say, Europe? If inflation picks up, they're also extremely easy with their monetary policy.
For sure. And I'm not saying that any other currency is really that good, but compared to the dollar, I mean, it's just so interesting when you look at the euro and you see it at 118 here. For a while, it traded 105, 115, and never was able to break below a dollar. And in the face of negative interest rates, let alone zero, QE, which is greater there than it is here, still very sclerotic type economies throughout the region, and the euro never was able to break down. And I think that says a lot about the troubles and the flaws of the U.S. dollar. Also, of course, there's a current account surplus in Europe, which also helps the euro relative to the dollar, because we have these massive deficits and we're the largest debtor nation in the world, that it says that the dollar is inherently flawed, and that while some of these other currencies are really not that much better, all they have to be is a little better on the margin, and they will go up more than they will go up against the dollar.
Okay, so really the focus is going to continue to be on COVID news, more focused around a vaccine and if these vaccines, when they even are available to the public. Let's talk about some of the other sectors then. How about the metal sector? Starting off with base metals. A lot of commentary around base metals being maybe an infrastructure bill would come. Now post-U.S. election, with the divided nature of that election, seems like it might be a bit harder to get a big infrastructure bill through, but we still see things like copper just continuing to grind higher almost day after day. Where do you stand on your outlook for base metals?
Still positive. I mean, I think that the vaccine is really the ultimate stimulus package. And even aluminum yesterday hit its highest level since early 2019. I think that copper has some great supply-demand imbalances, the demand side, helped by this whole shift to renewables, electric batteries, that there's a secular demand side story to copper. At the same time, there's been a dearth of investment over the last couple of years that has dramatically limited the supply side. Really, when you look at commodities generally, it's really been crude oil has really been the last one to rally. Industrial metals have rallied. Obviously, gold and silver has rallied a lot this year. The grains have now rallied. Soybeans at a multi-year high. Corn above $4. Wheat above $6. And it's really been crude oil. Even natural gas above $3. And I do think that the bullish case for crude oil is taking place now with this vaccine in 2021, that you've had this crimp in on the supply side. You've had a sharp decline, at least in the U.S., on shale production, which we may never see again, the 2019 production levels. And once you get crude oil going, then you have a commodity bull market that potentially can gain some legs. again, helped by life getting back to more normalcy in the latter part of next year.
So then how do precious metals react? Because there's a lot of push and pull here. Obviously, on the positive side, a weaker currency, more inflation, that can all very much help the metals, or the precious metals. But if you remove this pandemic uncertainty, that's obviously put a buy under them. So that could be pressure to the downside. What's most important for precious metals?
Well, I never like to look at gold as a safety play. I look at gold and I square it up against where the dollar is going and other fiat currencies and where real rates are going and block out everything else. And if I'm right that the economy bounces back sharply next year, at least the latter half because of the vaccine, well, then you're going to see higher inflation, which means further negative real rates because the Fed is just going to sit there and twiddle their thumbs while this happens. And also, you're going to see higher inflation, which would mean a weaker currency. And while the budget deficit may shrink because the economy picks up, all the spending that we're doing, the enormous amount of spending we're doing, will keep budget deficits as a percent of GDP still very high, which would also be dollar negative. So I think actual vaccine is probably bullish for the metals again because of the inflation it's going to create and the deeper real negative interest rates we're going to see as a result.
All right, final comment. You and I really have not talked about this sector, but the clean energy sector. A couple standouts have been solar ETFs, clean energy ETFs. They have screamed higher. We do have a Democrat as president in the U.S. Does that back up some of these moves that we've seen in clean energy?
Yes, but if we have a divided Congress, then there's only so much that is going to end up happening. Now, of course, from an executive order standpoint and a regulatory standpoint, I'm sure the Democrats are going to do what they can to further boost the cleaner energy side and crimp the fossil fuel side. That is no question going to be happening. They're going to make life miserable for those in the fossil fuel business. So it's really just on the solar side or wind and whatever. It's more of a what they'll be able to do, again, on the executive side, because it's unlikely they're going to get what they want on the congressional side.
All right, Peter, we're going to wrap it up there. Great spending these first two segments with you. Again, Peter is the Chief Investment Officer at Bleakley Advisory Group, also the editor of the Book Report. You can find his website, www.bookreport.com. Book is spelt with two O's and C-K. Peter, great chatting with you, buddy. I will be chatting with you again in probably about another week, so have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Corey. You too. Always fun to do.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More orders to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus have been ordered in Oregon and New Mexico. It's the most aggressive response yet to the latest wave of COVID-19 infections that are shattering records across the country. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico imposed a 2-week stay-at-home order. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown ordered a 2-week freeze starting Wednesday, under which all businesses will be required to close their doors to the public and mandate work from home to the greatest extent possible. Most Oregon stores will remain open while gyms, museums, pools, movie theaters, and zoos will be forced to close. Restaurants and bars will be limited to takeout. Social gatherings will be restricted to 6 people. Wall Street closed on a high note Friday. The Dow closed up 399 points. The Nasdaq up 119 points. The S&P 500 up 48. This is USA Radio News. A hand counting of ballots began Friday in Georgia. The hand tally of the presidential race stems from an audit required by a new state law there. The law requires that one race be audited to check that new election machines counted the ballots accurately, not because of any suspected problems with the results. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger chose to audit the presidential race and said the tight margin meant a full hand count was necessary. Democrat Joe Biden leads Republican President Donald Trump by roughly 14,000 votes in the Peach State. U.S. health officials are emphasizing recent research that a mask protects the person who wears it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had advised people to wear masks because of evidence that it stops people who are infected with the coronavirus, whether they know it or not, from spreading it to others. But this week, the agency posted a new scientific brief that discusses recent studies finding that a wearer gets some protection. They continue to advise Americans to wear masks to stop the virus from spreading. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments that I spent with Peter Buchvar. Now, we are going to continue to focus more broadly on the markets in this segment as I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. But also, as I mentioned in that first segment, I'm going to focus a bit more on some of the technical factors and charts that I think everybody should be paying a close attention to. I'm starting the technical conversation off here with Doc. But Doc, before we get into the technicals, I want to follow up on something Peter really harped on in the first two segments, and that is the potential of a vaccine, or really something, some sort of a treatment, something that comes into the world that loosens or lessens some of the fear around COVID, and who knows, could even move us towards getting more back to normal like we were last year, or really anytime before COVID came. Doc, your background, not only as a technician, also as a retired physician, give us your thoughts on what you think the possibility of this might be.
Well, I think, in all probability, now it sounds like they're coming out with a vaccine. In fact, Russia has one and China has talked about it. But the question is, how effective is it going to be? That's the big question. And there's no magic elixirs, as far as viruses are concerned. And so this thing might be affected to a degree. But I think more important is with time, this virus is going to attenuate irrespective of the vaccine, and it's not going to be as strong as it has been. In fact, the death rates are dropping now compared to the number of cases that are coming out, and people can say, well, that's because therapy is so much better, but that's also questionable. So, you know, it'll be nice to have a vaccine, but how effective it's going to be, that's going to be the big question.
But, Doc, does it even matter how effective the vaccine is going to be? In my eyes, or at least the concept that I'm playing with, is that as long as there is something in the market that people can take, whether it's effective or not, it's almost a parallel to the flu that we have around, where that vaccine isn't overly effective, but we've learned how to deal with it and live with it through our daily lives, and we could keep the economy and businesses up and running. So even if it's not effective, could that at least help us open the economy back up?
Well, I think much more effective than the vaccine is if the Democrats win the presidency, then we might see things open up really nicely. But I'm not going to be sarcastic here, but I have been. If they're consistent, if a vaccine occurs and they start the vaccination, if they're going to be consistent, they're not going to stop their lockdown talk until we start to see cases drop. Because you can start the vaccine and there can be a lag effect on how it, if it is effective on, you know, how it affects the number of cases that are happening in the country. So they would have to wait anyway after a vaccine comes in. And frankly, Corey, I think we're not going to see a large number of people vaccinated until the spring. Well, if you look at the Spanish flu of 1918 and 1919, you had an increase in the flu in the spring of 1918, just like we did with COVID. And then you had a little bit of resolution, and then the big jump in the fall, which we're seeing here with COVID. And then the following spring, a little jump, and then it kind of just went away. So you could say, oh, the vaccine did it, but it might just ameliorate itself with time and attenuation and some immunity buildup. So, you know, vaccine's nice to talk about, but I think it may come really late in the game and the virus may take care of itself in spite of the vaccine.
Yeah, fair enough. And hey, Peter wasn't saying that all of a sudden stuff would be opened up this winter, but looking into next year and maybe the second half of next year, if something does come to market, I do agree with him that there would be a lot of pent-up demand to get into live events, just to get back out to the daily world. So that could provide a nice boost to the economy, but again, is there going to be a vaccine? What is going to enable these governments to open back up? Doc, let's move more into some of the technicals now, because I want to outline some of the longer-term charts for our listeners. You focus a lot on these longer-term charts. Let's start with the U.S. equity markets. I'm looking at a monthly chart here, and already this month in November, the S&P is doing very well, up a little over 9%. We can see the big drop from earlier this year. Break down the monthly chart and what you are paying the most attention to, please.
Well, when you look at the S&P monthly chart, it looks like we're getting pretty close to a high here again before we're going to have to dip when you look at the MACD. And the encouraging thing is the ADX as far as the bearish ADX line it's come down, and one wonders when what the next major move is going to be on this market. But if you look at the RSI, we haven't been oversold since 2018 over the 70 figure, and we've been bumping up against it. Now, one could say, well, maybe we're going to take it out again and we're going to have another big run. That's possible. But the way the MACD looks right now, as far as bumping on its upper areas where it's been in the last number of years, I have a feeling that December could still be an okay month, but January might become problematic. And it'll be interesting to see if January does become problematic, because it often signals what the year is going to be like.
So, Doc, when you look at this monthly chart, though, the market is continuing to hug this upper Bollinger band. We have some of these shorter term, I guess, like the 50-month and the 50 exponential month moving average that are still trending up nicely. They are a bit closer to price. You look at some of these longer term month moving averages, like the 200-month moving average, that's way down there. But I know not as many people pay attention to these long-term monthly moving averages. What in terms of Bollinger Bands and moving averages matter to you?
Well, they better pay attention to those longer monthly moving averages, because we know that in the past we always tend to once again seek those out, and they're so slow moving because you can look back at 2010 and 2011. In 2009, they played games with those averages, those long monthly moving averages. And we're going to seek those out again because we've really separated from them. And so it's looking like it may become a problem in the future, because we're going to have to find those again, whether they rise to meet the pricing, or whether pricing goes down to meet them. And often it's pricing that moves down to meet them, because they rise so slowly and it takes time. So I would be very cautious about this market yet based on that. And it takes so much debt now to secure any increase in GDP, and with our debt to GDP now around 125%, and it's grown exponentially over the last 4 years. There's going to come a point in time where I wonder, okay, at what point can you throw all the money at this thing that you can, and it's not going to respond anymore? I think we will get to that point.
All right, Doc, we're wrapping it up there. Thank you for your time again on this weekend show. It's been fun featuring some of your comments on this weekend show and having the full 2 hours to discuss markets and some of the companies that are of interest to me. Doc, thanks for your time this weekend. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are wrapping up this first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report with a little bit more of a focus on some of the charts and some of the key technical factors that I think we should all be watching for. And my guest, Jordan Royburn, also focuses on. Now, Jordan is the founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan is also a CMT, so Chartered Market Technician, and a MFTA, Master of Financial Technical Analysis. So, Jordan, you are one of my go-tos every week to discuss some of the technical factors that are playing their role in usually the precious metals sector. And I know the second hour I am going to talk a bit more about metals, but we're getting into it a bit earlier here because these are the charts that you focus on for your subscribers. We're going to start with the GDXJ chart here and a monthly 10-year chart. If anybody has a charting membership to any of the websites that offer good charts, I recommend pulling up this 10-year monthly chart for GDXJ and following along. Jordan, take us through some of the keys that you are watching that you think are important on this chart, please.
Okay, thank you, Corey. Now, when I'm looking at technical analysis, and my advice to others would be, a lot of times we make it too complicated. And so for the most part, you want to focus on price and price action. And so from there, I look at moving averages, Fibonacci levels, support and resistance levels. And so that should really be your focus when you start. And so looking at GDXJ, I wanted to touch on that first because, you know, like GDX, although it's lagging GDX just a bit as far as kind of where they are in their price movements. If you look at GDXJ, you can see it had this big breakout from the 7-year base. And so that was really strong resistance around 49, 50, 48 maybe, depending on if you're using the high intraday highs or using the weekly closing high or the daily closing high. It's somewhere in there. So GDXJ had a really strong move, and then it got all the way up to 66. It got really overbought, and evidence of that, and this is like a secondary thing I look at, is breadth. So I have my own breadth indicators where I look at about 33 stocks in the GDXJ, and I'm looking at how many are making new highs, how many are trading above certain moving averages. And as GDXJ was approaching that 66 level, these indicators were showing the market was red hot, but really too hot. I mean, you want the market to get to be strong and then get hot, but eventually, if you stay too hot for a little too long, you know, that's a sign that buying is going to be exhausted and the market needs to cool off. So that's what happened to GDXJ and the entire sector, really. So from that point, we look at, okay, where might it correct? Where will the downside be? And naturally, you're looking at support and resistance levels. You know, when you break a certain level, that's resistance, that becomes support. So support for GDXJ is now around, 48, 49, 50 in that area. And I think GDXJ came down just below 52 recently. It's possible that could be the low. I mean, I don't know for sure, but it's also possible it might test that again, maybe go a tiny bit lower. This is where you can also look at things like Fibonacci levels and certain moving averages, like the 200-day moving average. And we're looking at a monthly chart right now, so I don't have that handy. But I think the 200-day moving average for GDXJ, that's coming up fairly close to, I mean, I can type it in here. So it's at about 48.22. So we know that there's really strong support around 50, maybe a tiny bit below. And now we have the 200-day moving average, which is sloping up at 48.22. So that probably in the next couple weeks, that could reach 49 or even 50. So these things, and so we're trying to anticipate things with technical analysis. I mean, it's not, you don't want it to be predictive. You want to use it to help you. So what all these things tell us, Corey, is there's a lot of support coming up. I mean, really strong support, around 49.50. And, if GDXJ were to come down and test 52 or 51 again, the technicals are telling us that the odds are GDXJ is going to hit a low at some point and then rally. So that's really what I like to use technical analysis for, is helping me find good low-risk entry points and also telling me when, okay, the market is really overbought or this stock is really overbought. Now would be a time to trim that position, sell one half of it or sell one third of it, and then put that capital into something better. So that's how I use technical analysis. And then there's also sentiment indicators. So there's a lot of things that we could look at, but I would tell most people, focus on the price and the price action, support resistance levels, moving averages, Fibonacci levels, because when you bring into play all these other indicators like stochastics and MACD and, all these types of things, those are just derivatives of price. And those, they can complicate what you're looking at. So price really should be the focus. And you can throw a little bit of volume analysis in there as well, especially when you're looking at individual companies.
So, Jordan, what about looking back in history, too? Because obviously near-term levels, some of these support and resistance zones that we have that have just been created over the last couple months, even the last couple of years, those seem more important. But what about if we go back 8-9 years when GDXJ was moving down pretty aggressively? How important are some of these levels?
Well, they are important from the standpoint of support and resistance. And when you're going back that far, that's when you should probably be using weekly or monthly charts, because it simplifies it. You get less chop and volatility. So it's important to smooth out what you're looking at, especially when you're looking on a long time frame. I mean, nobody looks at a 50-year daily chart, for example. So yes, looking back is very important. And I'll mention one example of that is GDX. And, like I said, GDX is a little bit ahead of GDXJ because GDX broke out from that 7-year base before GDXJ did. And earlier in the summer, GDX, it broke past the resistance around 30, traded all the way up to 37. Then it pulled back and retested. It bottomed out, I think, near 31. But anyway, my point is when GDX made that big breakout in the summer, 37 was a level that I was looking at because it was a Fibonacci level. But also if you go and you look at the, a 10-year chart of GDX, you can see that in 2010 and 2012, there were key lows right around 37. So I mean, that's something to keep in mind. You know, looking at certain levels, looking at GVX now, I mean, in the future, there could be future resistance. I'm looking right here. The 2012 peak after that rally towards the end of the year, I mean, that came in around 51. And interestingly, Corey, if you actually look at a measured upside target from the seven-year breakout, I believe it comes out to 50 or 51. So that's another thing. When you're looking at various things and they all point to similar levels, that's going to tell you that level is going to be stronger. So that 51 level for GDX, which is the measured upside target, we're probably going to see a correction when GDX gets up to that point. And with respect to GDXJ, but looking at GDXJ, for example, its measured upside target, I believe, is in the low 80s. And when you pull up a long-term chart, like a 10-year chart of GDXJ, well, I'm seeing that the late 2012 resistance is around 90, 91. So, I mean, it doesn't always fit in perfectly like that, like it does for GDX. But, you know, those are the things you have to look at. And I'll mention gold really quick because, you know, we're looking back at history. We're looking at resistance and support. Gold was able to break 1900, but we remember gold, after it hit 1900 and peaked in 2011, three times it tried to get above 1800, but couldn't. So because of that, we know that 1800 is going to be stronger support than 1900. And looking at that level, Corey, that support around 1800 or the high 1700s, that's a level that could be tested for gold. If we look at, again, the 200-day, I think, is around 1788. So that's another example of multiple things pointing to strong support just below 1800.
All right. Hey, Jordan, a lot to take in there. We were going to get into gold, but you even shared some of the key levels there. And I think one of the main takeaways here is really pay attention to price, even going back 10 years and major turns, major bottoms, major tops. Those are some of the strongest resistance and support zones that you can have. But hey, if anybody has any follow-up technical questions for Jordan, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Jordan, I appreciate you taking time and wrapping up this first hour for us.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.